Welcome to Bookshelf, bringing you stories of local literary luminaries and some great books to read. My name is Raina Menashe, and I'll be your host for this segment. Today I'm speaking with Kirk Kenny, author of a new book called 100 Things Padres Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. My guest is a veteran sports writer who's been writing for the San Diego Union-Tribune since 1985. Welcome, Kirk. It's a pleasure having you on Bookshelf.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Let's begin with your long career. How did you get started in sports writing?
Well, I was interested, I think, ever since I was a child almost. I had a paper route and enjoyed reading the paper every day, and it kind of got me interested in journalism. Then once I got into college, I worked for the school newspaper at San Diego State. Covered a variety of sports, but I think I gravitated most toward baseball. In fact, that was in 1981, and that team had five players on it that ended up making the major leagues, including one named Tony Gwynn.
Wow. Wow. And so did you ever want to be a baseball player, or were you just always wanted to write about it?
Oh, I think if I had the talent, I would have stayed with it myself, but it takes a pretty good person and player and athlete to achieve at the higher levels, college, and then onto the pros. So I think I chose the right route.
Right. Let's talk about the name of the team. Can you give us a hint of how the Padres came about?
Well, the team's history dates back to the minor leagues in the mid-1930s. It moved down from Los Angeles, and they were searching for a name. And I think with some of the city's history with the missions and such, Padres was a natural name, and it won a contest to have the team named the Padres. And that's where it started. And then when it became a major league team in 1969, they carried the name through.
And what were they called when they were in L.A.?
I believe it was the Los Angeles Stars.
Oh, the Padres is better. Your book, basically, it covers the team's most memorable behind-the-scenes stories over five decades of San Diego baseball history. I know that's a lot, and you're not going to give a spoiler, but what would you consider to be the most memorable memory?
I think the most memorable moment in Padres history is still probably the most memorable moment in San Diego sports history, and that's when Steve Garvey hit a famous home run against the Chicago Cubs that helped propel the Padres to the 1984 National League Championship and the World Series for the first time.
Can you give us any details of that event that make it really stand out?
Yeah, that was the first time the Padres had ever made the playoffs, and they went to Chicago and lost the first two games, so everybody thought, okay, they're pretty much done. But they came back, and they won the first game back in San Diego. It was the best 3 out of 5. And then in the fourth game, in the ninth inning, Garvey came to the plate with one runner on, and he stepped in and hit a home run to right field that just had the crowd go wild, pumped his fist as he went around first base, and was mobbed at the plate. So that tied the series, and the following day the Padres won, and they were on the way to the World Series. So, it's the delirium of having something happen for the first time.
Yeah, exciting, and don't give up.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you also, in the book, you write about some colorful personalities. Give us a couple of the most colorful personalities that have come across in your career.
Well, I think Tony Gwynn will always stand out the most. He spent 20 years with the team, and he's involved in so many different memorable moments, both of their playoff appearances and World Series appearances that happened in 84, as I mentioned, in 1998. Mm-hmm. Also, he is the last person to come closest to batting 400. He batted 394 in 1994.
And what was colorful about him?
Just very quotable, always accessible. Mm-hmm. He had a laugh that people always mention. It's just one of the greatest laughs you've ever heard.
So, can you imitate it?
I can't even come close, so I'm not going to try.
Okay.
But someone else who I think was very colorful was their owner, who saved the Padres from moving to Washington, D.C. in 1974, and that's Ray Kroc. He was the owner of McDonald's. And on the opening night at home, the Padres were having a poor game, and he got on the microphone, I believe, in like the eighth inning, and he apologized to the fans for playing stupid baseball. And as he's doing this, a streaker ran across the field, and he yelled, "Arrest that man." All this happened on that opening night at home, and that endeared him to the fans, I think, forever.
Oh, wow, that's quite a story.
Yeah, and Ray Kroc was so beloved. I think just he had a passion for the game, and it really came through to the fans, and they just loved him.
What was the moment in your career so far that you thought, I love doing this, I love covering games, I love writing about this and witnessing this?
I don't know if there's any one moment. I think I was born and raised in San Diego, and I worked at the stadium for about 10 years in high school and college in the vending department. So I was always around the game a lot. And I think just that love of the game, I got to carry that through in a career. And I think, you know, there's just not many more, I think, opportunities to be around the game and do something special like that.
How many people get that opportunity?
Not too many. And in this day and age with contraction in the industry, it's becoming more and more rare. So I feel very fortunate to be able to do it.
You mean the contraction of newspapers?
Newspapers and the industry itself. I think with the internet, we've had a lot of consolidation in various parts of the industry. There just aren't the same amount of opportunities, but certainly with newspapers more so than the others. When I started in this business, there were probably 18 or 20 newspapers in San Diego, and now basically there's one.
That's kind of sad.
Yes, I agree. I see a lot of kids coming out of journalism school now, and they don't have nearly the options that I did, so I don't think that that's a positive thing, and hopefully things will evolve and maybe some other opportunities will present themselves.
Certainly the sports stay popular, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah. In your book, you also, you talk about some must-do activities that make up the Padre experience. Give us a hint of what some of those activities would be and why you think they're important.
One is trying to collect a set of the Washington Padres cards from 1974. They were so close to moving that Topps baseball cards went ahead and printed them, and it said Washington on the cards instead of San Diego.
Oh, really?
So those are very much a collector's item. Another thing I talk about is trying to get a foul ball at the game. That's always a special souvenir. But I think the biggest thing would be trying to take a trip to Cooperstown. I was back there with my wife, and we were fortunate enough to be there when Tony Gwynn was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and it was a very special weekend. I think close to 85,000 people showed up to watch Tony Gwynn and Baltimore's Cal Ripken Jr. go into the Hall of Fame. And there's several Padres artifacts in there that make it worthwhile for a Padres fan, but also just, you know, it's so much baseball history there. It's, it's a must-do thing for a fan.
Now, do you have any Padres artifacts at home? Do you collect anything?
I have a few different things that I've collected through the years. One of the first I got that's still on my mantle was back in around 1970. I was in the Boy Scouts and I had, the Cub Scouts. And we had a meeting that one of the Padres attended, Mike Ivey, who was a catcher with the team at the time, and they had a raffle, and I ended up winning the autographed Padre baseball, and I still have that.
Awesome. Yeah. One last question. What's next for you? Are you going to write another book? Will it be about the same topic, or is there another sport that you want to focus on?
Right now I'm focused on they're having the All-Star game here in July, and so I've been doing a lot of All-Star coverage for the newspaper. And there'll be several more stories coming out on that. I do have a few more book ideas. A couple are baseball related. I'd like to pursue if a hitter could ever hit 400 again in the major leagues and maybe tap into that. No one's done it since Ted Williams in 1941, and I think that's a topic that would be interesting to pursue.
Now, what do you hope is the future for the Padres?
Well, I'd like to see them get back to the playoffs. It's been nearly a decade since they were there, and I'm sure everyone would like to see them get back to the World Series and maybe win it this time.
So if you had to give a bit of advice to them, if they were asking you, what would you advise?
I don't know that they'd ask. I mean, they need to develop their farm system better and bring up some talented players through that, and then they just need to make a couple good moves on top of that that will help get them back to where they were. It's a recipe for success that I think they followed in both 84 and 98, and I think it would work again.
Well, maybe they should ask you for advice.
Well, I think they have my number, but I won't exactly be waiting by the phone.
Okay, our time is up, Kirk, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. It was great to be here.
For more information on Kirk Kenny and his book, please visit his Facebook page at facebook.com/Kirk, K-I-R-K, dot Kenny, K-E-N-N-E-Y, dot 5, the number 5. Again, this is Raina Menashe, and you have been listening to East County Magazine's Bookshelf, bringing you stories of local literary luminaries and some great books to read.